I'm not going to tell you the sermon title, okay, now, but I'm going to tell you how I developed the topic while I was in China, how my thoughts was coming together. I know before I went out, I know Jun said, okay, put my name down instead of your name. So I started to think about what I'm going to talk about. I thought it would be a nice idea while I was traveling, okay, if I experienced something, you know, persistently across the whole 3 weeks, then I can develop a title. So I've experienced a lot, okay, in addition to work. Okay, for example, the hotel I stayed in, you know, really 5-star, you know, Hilton in Beijing. And also the Sofitel Hotel, which is a really good French hotel. Okay, but there's one thing interesting, that every hotel you go to, despite the luxury, you know, style of the hotel, the layout, all these infrastructure, you know, the services, there's a persistent problem with smoke. I do not mean the from the air, okay? I'm talking about the cigarette smoke, okay? So you see, a lot of people, they stay in the hotel have to put on the smoking floor and the non-smoking floors. But even so, the non-smoking floor, which I requested, as soon as you walk into the lift, you walk on, you know, walking along the floor, you feel there's something not quite right. People been smoking, okay? So I had to request to change rooms, okay? Because I don't want to smell any smoke. So I move up until I can't move up any longer, you know? So it's the top of the floor, okay? So I thought, is this only a health concern? If we're looking at smoking on its own, you'd be thinking, hold on a minute, that's not good, you know, smoking kills, and all the rest of it. But then I have to work with somebody, okay, for the whole 3 weeks, okay, talking to the same person every day, okay, and you'd talk to the same person, having the same meal, okay, from breakfast, lunch, and dinner, in addition to working together at one university. So it's the same person, I almost see him from morning until night, 12 hours a day for 20 days, okay? So I thought about it, oh, this is, this is a lot, it's too much. So I was linking this, oh, I can't put up with smoking, I can't put up with this too many meals and working with the same person, talking at the same time, okay? Then I turned around and I thought, here you go, this is my sermon. My sermon is on tolerance, okay? Some people may think, hold on a minute, you're talking about tolerance. That's so funny, you have no tolerance. This is the beauty, okay? Because I haven't got enough tolerance, therefore I'm talking about tolerance to improve my level of tolerance, okay? So now, I've developed thoughts, I got my sermon title, okay? I don't want to preach like anybody else, okay? You gave the one-way communication. So it's always my intention to get the flow engaged. So what is tolerance? Talk to me.
Putting up with someone else's ideas, even if they're not your own.
Okay. Anybody else?
You have to put up with the smoking.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't like it, but you have to put up with it.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay.
You have to exercise and to build patience.
Okay.
Patience and understanding.
Okay.
In engineering, tolerance has to be built in when two pieces of equipment are going to work together. Also, Dad used to work in engineering, plastic tool, moldings. You build in into machinery. There's tolerance in an engine that otherwise the pistons wouldn't move. You know, it has to be there.
Okay.
It has to be, otherwise it wouldn't work.
Great. Okay. Anybody else? No? Okay.
What does a dictionary say?
Ah, very good. So you know what's on my computer. Very good.
I'm assuming that's
that is good. The dictionary tells us in various forms. Tolerance means respect for belief, respect for the behavior of others, without necessarily sharing or agreeing with them. It means to put up with, to bear beliefs, behavior, or people not liked. Okay? So that is the dictionary definition. What does it mean to you personally? If you hear the dictionary definition, what does it mean to you?
Seems really impossible to do. Actually.
Okay.
Hard.
It's very hard. Difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah, I think the more you mix with people, the more tolerance you have to experience.
Yeah.
If you live in a very sheltered life where you're only dealing with certain people you already know, but when you're out there in the workplace, in the world at large, you have to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise, you have no friends, no colleagues. You can't work on your own.
Yes, you have to tolerate quite a lot. But then again, they may have to tolerate you.
That's right.
There's something I've noticed. And I have to be very careful what I say, because we've got people both ends of the scale. But I mean, really both ends of the scale, not people here.
Okay.
There seems to be that when you are younger, you are less tolerant, and it's something you've got to learn.
Yes.
You know, teenagers and so on. And then it appears that when people get much older, they become less tolerant again. When you're in your mid, you've got to work with people and so on. But there seems to be people much older.
They're not much older than us, is there?
And it seems to be, no, I want what I want, and I want it done a certain way.
Because you're
that's very
back
much
to
like teenagers.
Yeah.
Because you're reversing back to childhood.
It seems. It seems that way.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Chinese saying will tell you the small children. And the old age children, that's they use the term. Okay. Okay, which is interesting. But let's think about, is there any biblical example of tolerance? Can you think of anything in the Bible which shows this is a good example of tolerance?
Jesus, the woman caught in adultery.
Okay, right. Does the word tolerance actually appear in the Bible?
I don't think so.
No, not in that. No.
No.
Not in those words.
No.
Think.
That's right. Okay.
But Jesus did say, how long have I got to put up with you, disciples? So he was saying, how long have I got to tolerate you people?
Yeah.
Because he did.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So the word tolerance doesn't appear directly in the Bible. But clearly, there was one time the disciple of our Lord asked if they should call down the fire from heaven upon people who had not been receptive and kind to the Lord. But God refused. If somebody can look at Luke chapter 9, 54. Luke. Chapter 9, verse 54.
When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them.
Yes. So they went down to another village.
So that is an example of Lord showing his tolerance. But if you look at the previous verses, the disciple tried to stop the man from what they considered inappropriate spiritual ministry. But Jesus said, do not stop him, for whoever is not against you is for you. Yes? Okay? So we need to control our emotional reaction to irritations, insults, and errors, even though it can be very difficult at times. But clearly, Jesus set a good example that do not stop him. That is really good, isn't it? Okay. Have we been in a situation that we can't be like Jesus? When you look at people, oh, now you don't like what they're doing, okay? Do we always speak out against them?
You have to weigh the situation up. No, you can't always do that.
No, yeah. But in this particular instance, the disciples tried to convince Jesus, you know, you should stop him. You got to make sure that these people are punished. Okay. But the Lord showed us the example. We have to control our emotional reactions. Okay. Right. Let's look at another verse, Romans 15, verse 1. Romans chapter 15, verse 1. Yeah, Romans chapter 15, verse 1.
We may know that these things make no difference, but we cannot just go ahead and do them to please ourselves. We must be considerate of the doubts and fears of those who think these things are wrong.
Okay. What does that mean to you, John?
We have to be careful about the way we treat what other people believe.
Okay.
Even though we believe something different, we have to be... It sounds like to me you have to be quite gentle with people.
Yeah. In other words, while we're to be intolerant of views not in keeping with the Bible, we must be very careful about not being intolerant of people. In other words, we've got to be very gentle with people. If we look at James, okay, chapter 4 and verse 12, can anybody read that? James chapter 4, verse 12.
There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?
Okay. So obviously there is a danger in intolerance, so we got to be very gentle with people, even though we can't be tolerant of their view.
Hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
It's like if Jehovah's Witness comes and knocks on your door.
Yeah.
You're not going to slam the door shut in the face.
Mm.
You have to be tolerant with them and politely tell them to go away or
yeah.
Or listen right. To them a bit.
Yeah.
Send them to Grace, she's very tolerant with Jehovah's.
Okay.
I was complimented quite a lot at the fact I was quite patient with someone being so young as well. In my new house, I had Jehovah's Witness knock on my door pretty much the first week I was moved in. I was at home alone and ready to go to the gym, and they knocked on my door. And they were probably there for about a good half hour, 45 minutes talking to me. And I guess so often, he said, you're very patient for someone so young, it's very unusual.
She's so late that she's
okay. Let's check one more. The first. Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12.
If you think you are standing strong, be careful, for you too may fall into the same sin.
Okay. So this means there is a danger in being intolerant. Okay. We have to be careful and stand firm. Can you think of any examples that where there is godly intolerance?
Godly intolerance.
Mm. I don't mean human intolerance, I'm talking about godly intolerance.
If we think about Jesus as being God, he was intolerant towards the religious leaders of the day.
Mm. Very good, that's a good example. But under what circumstances should we exercise godly intolerance?
Well, you've got the flood at the beginning, you know, close to the end, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want that to continue any longer.
Okay. For good cause.
And at the end, he's going to do something similar.
Yeah.
He won't tolerate what's going on any longer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it says he's patient, which I guess is very close to the word, isn't it? It's close to the word tolerance, is patience.
Okay.
Do you think that God is tolerant towards sinners or patient, but is intolerant of sin?
Yeah, that's right.
I think that is the
but what is the implication for us Christians these days? When should we be intolerant? Or should we be tolerant 100% all the time? There must be certain context we got to stand up to say no.
I think when our faith is tried, we need to stand up for our faith, no matter what other people say.
Okay.
And if that's classed as intolerance.
Yeah. But the background, the principle would be when God's name is blasphemed,
yeah,
or when Christ is dishonored. Mm. Even though in the political correctness society we may find it extremely difficult. Okay, but the principle is we do need to be showing godly intolerance under these circumstances.
I could just say that in my ladies' group, we talk about situations that are contrary to God's word.
Mm.
And I don't direct anything as to the people, but to the situations, and point out that this is God is against what God stands for, what he believes. So you're not identifying a person doing something wrong, but you're talking about a situation or the reasons why God would be intolerant towards these situations.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, well, anything, murder or anything that's bad that's going on, you will point out that this is wrong without identifying any particular person.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Let's spend a couple of minutes to look at Matthew 23. While you're reading, bear in mind about tolerance, the topic, okay, tolerance.
23, watch.
Look at the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
You should read it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jesus is very quite intolerant of people who teach the wrong things.
Yes.
Mm.
Against what he knows what they should know. The leaders, I think God is more intolerant of the leaders of the people because they should actually know what's going on. And they're teaching the people wrong. God can't have God tolerate that.
Exactly.
He can't, can he?
Yeah.
But what did he do?
He's quite vocal with this.
Ah.
Very vocal.
Very good. Mm. Okay.
Very vocal.
Yeah. So it shows that our Lord is capable of telling the religious leaders off.
Yeah.
Okay. But what's the direct implication for us to follow? We have to be capable to know the truth in order to put people right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. You can't put the people right if you don't know your stuff.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Right. What about another one? Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20.
But I have this complaint against you. You are permitting that woman, that Jezebel who calls herself a prophet, to lead my servants astray. She is encouraging them to worship idols, eat food offered to idols, and commit sexual sin.
Okay. What does it say? What does it mean?
Well, it's talking about God's people putting up with things that are going against what God's teachings are.
Right, okay.
And we shouldn't put up with them, basically.
Did he condemn the church, or did he condemn the woman?
He said, I have a complaint against you, which is the church.
The church! That's very good. He condemned the church, okay, for tolerating a woman teacher named Jezebel. So we haven't moved on then, even now these days in the church. Yep. Okay.
The point is, every generation is exactly the same. They commit exactly the same sins, they do exactly the same things. So what God is talking about in those days is going to carry on every generation till he comes again.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not teaching us new things.
No. Nothing new.
Nothing new.
Nothing new.
There's nothing new under the sun.
But have you learned something though from how Jesus condemned the church?
I think the church or God's followers have to stand up for the truth as taught from God's word. And as long as we do that, and I think that we have to stand up for it. And if something is against that, we will have to point out to people, not sort of point a finger at them, but say, you know, God's teaching is whatever.
Yes.
We will have to do that without pointing the direct finger at people, but let them know that we are aware of what God's teachings are. Yeah.
But this also means to us that we have to speak the truth at the same time. If we see our brothers and sisters in the church who have a different view, we shouldn't be doing that. Yeah? We should share the truth with them gently as well. Yeah. Okay. So let's just meditate on this topic, okay? Tolerance. Is being tolerant something we all need to improve in our life?
I think so, yes.
Yes. Or some people believe you're tolerant enough, there's no room for improvement.
I think there's a difficulty within our Christianity that we can be too tolerant of things that we know to be wrong, and yet not tolerant enough of just other people and the way they are. But I think we must not be tolerant of things that we know to be wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But in your life, are you growing in tolerance?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
How could you measure?
Could I just say that I think Stephen pointed out that the older generation we can become very intolerant. But I think it's because as we live through life and we see the things that are coming upon the earth which are very anti-God, then I'm afraid I do become more intolerant because I fear for the people and the way they're living their lives. So I am intolerant to that kind of behaviour, those things that are against God. So in some respects, I am becoming more intolerant the more I see the world going towards destruction. I am intolerant in that respect. Yeah.
You have to be tolerant teaching somebody to drive. Would you say a younger person would be more tolerant than an older person?
It really depends on the individual.
Yeah.
We can't stereotype this, but yeah, depends on the individual, okay? Is there anything currently, you know, you feel like you have learned more about tolerance lately?
Well, I think I'd like to add something to what Mum was saying, because there is a difference that God makes in someone's life. And, you know, absolutely agree with that. Intolerant towards things that are so, you know, terribly wrong in the world, and as he goes on. But when we look at people who don't know God, that, those are the people I'm talking about. I don't believe it, you know. We're not talking about people who are believers, we're talking about people who've become what's known, the old kids, you know. Because why, you know, why does that happen? Well, they don't know God. And I was only saying to Lisa the other day, and she knows where I'm coming from, because her father was very much like that.
Yeah.
And was getting worse and worse until he became a Christian. And he changed completely, and he's just not the same person. He's become, you know, he was one of these people, because he's an ex-policeman, he's one of these people that wants to string everybody up. And we're very vocal about it. it's quite funny, really, but, you know, the kind of character that he was, deep down he meant that. He wanted people to really, you know, he'd be quite happy, I guess, for capital punishment to come back and all this sort of thing. But, you know, he's not that person anymore because of what God has done. And that is absolutely brilliant. That just shows to me, you know, you leave people in their human state or you change them with what God can do. And it's amazing.
And yet I still feel that in this country particularly, we have become too tolerant of things that are wrong, and we don't deal with them in a correct way. It's just that I do think we are too tolerant. I mean, I don't want to go back to sending people over to Australia because they've stolen a loaf of bread.
That's it, which
was
a nice time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Australia's doing better than what we are, yeah. But I just think somehow that we accept everything now. Everything's okay. And we become quite tolerant in giving people a platform for everything. We tolerate everything. And it's a slippery slope to me, you know. But that's the old woman coming out, I suppose. What I've learnt in life, I find it difficult, you know.
Okay. So we should come to a conclusion that while we love the sin and hating the sin, and we have to constantly ask God for forgiveness and showing us being more tolerant of each other, and thank him for his patience with us and helping us. So this is my message.